Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattell with SEO strategy tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts be ranked number one and converting their traffic to customers and clients with SEO business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about how to rank your blog post 10 times faster. I'm pretty sure you already tried many different methods or many different strategies or had many different approaches when you write blog posts on an ongoing basis. Because what is really what we want? We want to create fresh ongoing content to attract higher rankings, to get more traffic coming to our site, and then to convert this traffic into our list. Because only every seventh time people will, when we touch them, when they come to our website, through social media messages, when they see our name, perhaps in the directory, then really they are ready to be converted. It's very rare that they are ready to be converted early on, like if they just come to our website the first time. So when we think about how we can rank our blog posts faster, in this case 10 times faster, it's really that we want to think about a strategy, and there are endless ways or strategies you can follow. Like, you could use tools to rank immediately, and they are out there, and if you're willing to pay for them on an ongoing basis, they can rank you number one. It's risky, depending on the tool, it's risky, because if they do something shady and Google finds out or Bing finds out, that it could be your website goes in the sandbox. When if your website goes in the sandbox, it's very, very hard and sometimes not possible to get it out of there. You also could buy into a blogging portal, and I see that a lot. So when you would join a blogging portal and then all the blogging members would bring each other traffic, right? Just my thought would be, is that the right traffic for you? Wouldn't you want traffic from people who are interested in what you have to offer, not just because they want to support you or because you bought into or you belong to a blogging portal and everybody does it for you? Is that the traffic you can easily convert into your list, but then also approach them for your products and services? Because if you're a business owner, you want to attract people to you, and you want to attract people to you already buying from your competitor. The third option is, and that's the option I prefer, it's really developing a customized strategy, and in this case, a customized SEO strategy that helps you ranking for keywords you want to be found for. And perhaps you think this is funny that I say want to be found for. Sometimes, and I had this case with a client, and she was she provided therapy for families. And she wanted to be ranked for family therapy and everything what is related to that. But unfortunately, in reality, she was ranked for cheating husbands, because a lot of times in her blog post, she wrote about the consequences of cheating, and then that it's very often that cheating husbands destroy families. So because of that, she really was ranked in several cases for this. And unfortunately, the traffic she attracted were people looking for cheating partners, looking for cheating husbands to connect with them. So the opposite what she wanted to approach. So I think you already can see, and a lot of times you're already aware of, but it's a good reminder that we really want to be found for topics you want to be found for, and by using keywords and focusing on keywords and also the intent of a searcher, that really helps to bring the right traffic, the targeted traffic, the traffic who's ready to be converted to your blog. So how can you do that, that you rank your blog post 10 times faster? Let's look at the first phase. So the first phase is really you want to focus on to be ranked online when you write your blog post. So to be ranked online is really oftentimes depending on how easy is your blog post to categorize for the search engines? The search engines that come to your website, they read through the blog post, they read through your content, and then they make a conscious decision after indexing your content. What category makes it sense to label it to, right? So more specific you write about a topic, so easier you make it for the search engines to recognize that, so better. So that's for sure something what helps you immense. If you write a blog post, let's say, about women in Spain and teapot, and you focus on these different topics and mix them all in a blog post, your ranking chance is very rare. And if you would be ranked for whatever reasons, then it could take you a long, long time. So one key is for sure to write keyword-focused, persuasive, high-quality, unique content nobody else provides online. And make sure have the keywords in all the right placements so that the search engines can easily see what you want to be found for and label this properly, categorize this properly, and pull it up when somebody types a search term in the search bar. So then the next phase you would be in after you ranked online is to gain the right targeted traffic. And if you use the proper keywords, if you use keywords that attract your target market coming to you, then your chance is high that that's the ones who want to find you. That's the ones who are looking for your solutions. So now let's talk about why this helps you to rank your blog post 10 times faster. Because you could say, I'm already ranking my blog post, so why would gaining the right targeted traffic to my site help this too? Because the more the right traffic you gain, so longer they stay on your site, so more pages they read through, the more the search engines think that that's what you offer is exactly what the searchers were looking for in the first place. So in this way, you can really build a foundation under your existing ranking. And when the competitor comes in and they have a fresh blog post about it or a social media post, and they have a fresh post about the topic you want to be ranked on, you can make sure you stay number one. So the first thing is to get the number one. The second thing is to stay the number one. And so more blog posts you have, so more pages you have, which you are ranked well, you're ranked on the first page of Google or of Bing, the more it will help you, your overall online presence, the more it will help you, your website, to rank faster for all the different keywords your website wants to be recognized for. And the third phase, where we talk about and what will help you also to rank 10 times faster, is converting your traffic into your sign-up list. So a lot of times what I see, it's the opt-in or the irresistible offer is just in the sidebar of a website. So you really can improve your rankings of your blog posts and the search engines look for if you have an opt-in option where you allow the people to give you their name and their email address right there in the sidebar. And why Google or Bing see this as an indicator to rank you better is in the old days we had a lot of spam sites. And the spam sites, they did not have an opt-in. They did not have an irresistible offer, so they were more anonymous. So whenever we have this, the search engines assume there's a real person behind us and give us extra points. If I would create a website, and I highly recommend this, have a specific landing page for your opt-in. Have a page where you can share, which you can share in social media, where you can bring people directly to your opt-in. So not only having the opt-in in the sidebar. And this will help the rankings of your blog post 10 times faster because you could link from the blog post to the opt-in page. And if the opt-in page is ranked well. If the opt-in page is set up with a keyword focus in mind, then you could link back to the latest blog post and refer to them as reference. Internal linking helps a lot to rank new blog posts much, much faster because it's like a recommendation from an old page to a new page. I hope these few tips, but very solid tips, help you a lot to rank your blog post 10 times faster, because time is sensitive, and a lot of times when you rank fast in the first time and then really do a great job through internal linkings, through backlinks, to social media, to share these blog posts, then you can hold your ranking. And holding your ranking is as much as important as getting your rankings. If you're looking for more information, for more content about SEO and SEO strategies, I invite you to go to SEOstrategyPlan.com. That is SEOstrategyPlan.com. SEOstrategyPlan.com, and get free access there to our SEO strategy premium training. And that includes the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when they build their authority and their empire online. All of our SEO audio training, radio podcasts like these, SEO articles, and access to our audio archive, invitations to live webinars, free SEO Q&A sessions, and much more. You will gain a much better understanding about the what and the why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs. I highly recommend, you don't want to have a cookie cutter strategy which everybody uses for your site. You want one that fits your online goals. You want one that really brings you your specific target market, not just any target market. You want the right target market. You want the right ranking for the right keywords. You want the right target market coming to your site so you can easily convert them. Ranking online isn't an accident. It is a strategy. This is SEO strategist, expert, and certified SEO master Dagmar Gattell signing off for today. Wishing you an amazing day, and tune in again next week.